You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Jeff Mills, and you're listening to SBS Radio.
And it's with an enormous pleasure today. I've got the pleasure to have on the line on the phone Jeff Mills on SBS Radio. Hi, Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good. So you're coming back to Melbourne. It's a city you've been here before, because I've saw you play here before. But it's a welcome back for the Melbourne Music Week.
Yeah, it's always nice to play. Melbourne is really my favorite city there, and I have spent many times there.
Last time I saw you, you played with a very classical outfit. You played at the Mayor Ball with the Melbourne Philharmonic Orchestra, if I remember well. This time it's going to be a bit of a different project.
Yeah, I'm bringing films. I've worked with films for quite a while now, and I wanted to bring these to present these to the people there. I think working with classical orchestra has shown me that there might be interest in things that are a bit beyond the dance floor. So I thought that this would be a great opportunity to bring these projects.
Was that a bit of a revelation, kind of a wow moment in your career, where you go, yeah, maybe people are now ready to let the techno down, to let the electro, just the pure stuff, and then do this sort of mixing with different worlds?
Yeah, I mean these soundtracks are very much techno, you know, but a certain type of techno, that is designed to work more on the mind more so than the body. So these are compositions, you know, that make up the soundtrack that are designed to make you feel a bit more, actually, without the distractions of being in a setting of 1,000 people or in flashing lights and things. But actually, you have a story in front of you. You have a film in front of you that is also helping to kind of push the person's mind in a certain direction. So actually, I think that these experiences might be even more profound than just a normal DJ set.
And it's quite interesting, because in a day and age now where people stream everything and maybe they consume less albums as a whole element, this is truly completely different. You have to be there to experience it, because you can't stream one song before another.
Right. Yeah. I have the ability to be able to change things. I mean, it's not like I'm playing a soundtrack where it's fixed, you know. I can improvise and modify based on how I'm feeling about what I'm looking at on the screen. So, and the trip is really an improv. It is a DJ set and a live set, but it's really I'm improvising basically throughout the whole thing. So it's a completely different way to apply music to program it. I think it really opens up the mind a bit wider.
How much of the different crowd plays actually on your improv? Because you know this Australian scene, but you know the world scene. You've played everywhere. So does that mean it's very different from a French sort of setup, or a British sort of setup, or a US sort of setup?
Well, no. I mean, I've been you know, kind of dealing and working on films for about 15 years now. I've been working with, you know, classical, with orchestras for about 10 years. So over time, there are people that only know me for these things that perhaps maybe have never went to a club to hear me play as a DJ, that perhaps maybe they've only went to classical performances so it's not that different. And I tend to travel the whole globe, the planet, every year. So I've been doing this for about 30 something years now. So after a while, you know, you just what has happened is that there are just people in different parts of the world that are, you know, that know me for certain things. And so I would expect in Melbourne, you know, there should be a certain amount of people that perhaps maybe know me from just films and just soundtracks and
yeah,
working with classical orchestras. So
Yeah. Absolutely. In terms of the new technology that are coming up, you talk a lot about films. You know, you've experienced a lot outside, just the techno. Is something like VR something that you want to explore further? Is it something that you sort of want to play with as well?
Only if the technology reaches a point where I can forget where I was, and believe that I'm somewhere else where I used to be. When it gets to that level, then I'm interested in it. Then I can begin to create content for that type of technology. But I think that, you know, strapping something to your head, and I mean it's made incredible advances, you know, over the decades. You know, I mean, when I think about, you know, Sony, when Sony first released something back in the 80s, you know, and how it's evolved since then, I think that you know, that perhaps maybe within the decades to come, maybe someone will come up with something that I'm talking about. But I think that a large part of it being successful is manipulating the mind to believe that you're no longer where you were. And I think that there might be, you know, there might have to be a few other things that apply to this scenario. For instance, you know, you are in this scenario for quite a amount of time, not just for a few moments, for an hour, but you're in there for maybe perhaps days, being in a physical position where you are, your feet are not on the ground, but you're actually laying or perhaps floating in something for not a small amount of time, but for, you know, hours, you know. So, you know, there may have to be a few other things applying to VR to make it more believable. So I am watching it. I'm watching it very closely. I'm keeping track. I would like to work with it, but I think I'm waiting for it to be undoubtedly, hands down, convincing people.
I understand. So therefore, I mean, throughout your career, you said more than 30 odd years, 37 albums I counted. You basically went from, you know, LP, tape, CD, and now streaming. Does that mean you as a person, because of what you do, you have to be also some sort of futurologist? Do you keep your eyes and your pulse on where can you apply some of your work into the new technologies?
Yeah, anyone that is, you know, interested in innovating and moving forward and trying new things, you have to pay attention to everything, and you have to watch out for any little sign that might have a lot, you know, any type of impact. And then technology is one thing, but then you have to watch people, and you have to watch how people are really using and consuming this technology as well. And then you have to also look at the psychology of people. You have to look at what people are trying to become, or how they're trying to live, or how they're trying to be. And so you have to add all these things up, and then you have to make an assumption of what they may meet, you know, musically, or what type of artistry that needs to be, you know, that needs to address this, or address what people are kind of reaching for. So you have to watch constantly and try to understand and try to follow things as much as possible. In addition to making music and being in the studio, so I've kind of conditioned myself to be very sensitive to just about everything, you know. So news, conflict, everything that is happening in the world and with people, I tend to kind of track.
So when you're someone like you, Jeff, you have to look at the world. You just mentioned it, not necessarily what's happening in the US. Do you see, you know, the scene changing or new stuff happening in corners of the world that you would not have imagined to? You know, we know that France, for example, was a bedhead for some of the electro, the French pop, that sort of thing. Do you see other parts of the world popping up, and maybe Africa? Is there some stuff happening there as well?
In the South, in South Africa, there had been a persistent attempt to try to solidify a scene there, and eventually they did it. Johannesburg and those places, they have a certain sound now, and they have also achieved to create a very normal audience and a normal crowd for it, and now artists are coming from that particular sound of music. In other parts of Africa, in Nigeria, of course, where it's musically rich and it always has been, in the past few months, there seem to be a few people reaching out, trying to make a connection with people from Detroit and people in Chicago, trying to learn more and trying to engage one another to be connected between these two places. I'm currently working with Tony Allen. Tony is from Lagos, I guess this is really an example of these two cities or these two continents kind of connecting in a certain way. I think that over the years, people have changed more and faster than the music itself.
That's interesting.
It wasn't always like this. In the early 90s, the music was changing much more than people could understand it. And I think that for many, many, many years, the industry of electronic music was evolving much more than we could calculate. We really, for a long time, didn't know how many people were listening to it, where they were, how frequently they were buying music, or, you know, how much, you know, which record shops were selling. We didn't know that. And I think we finally somehow got a logical idea maybe about 15 years ago and kind of found a way to kind of track it and to calculate it. But now the world and people are changing. And I think that the music, is in a way, because of the industry kind of being affected from the economy in 2010 and even before then, with digital sales affecting sales of records, of labels and things like that, slowed the industry down. But people have changed, and new generations are very different from the one before. So I think that in electronic music, we have a lot of catching up to do. And I think that it's not just always about technology, but it's about the way that people are thinking and how they're imagining their life and the future and how they're going to play a role in that. I think that, and that might have something to do with a good percentage of the crop of electronic music producers are of my age. We're in our mid-50s to 60. And we are moving away from young adults. We are slowly moving and becoming more distant from those people. So we're understanding them less. And I think that that's having an effect on music. So not something that I haven't seen before, not something that I haven't been involved in before, but it's interesting to see it happening now.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure talking to you. I've got one last question, more technical than anything. Do you mix things with LPs and then part of the electronic? And then do you bring other older medium in your work as well? Do you still do this or not really?
It depends on what I think might help me materialize it better. So if I think that a DJ set would be more colorful, if I can bring in live instruments instruments to play live, I do that. If I need to play more acoustic instruments in the studio that can have a more of a human feel, I do that. It really depends on what the subject matter is what I don't think that there's anything that I should not do. So I'm open to working with or engaging with just about anybody that creates or anyone that has something to any method that translates something. So.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. So you can experience the world of Jeff Mills at the Melbourne Music Week. All the details will be on our website. Real pleasure once again, Jeff, to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.